Hi, I'm Kinsey.
I'm Rick.
I'm Jack.
And I'm Josie, and we have questions.
Every episode, one of us kids ask our dad, who is also a pastor, a question about life, God, or anything we're curious about.
He'll do his best to answer it in a way that makes sense to us and explains what the Bible says about it.
We're learning as we go, and maybe you will too.
And now it's time to
Ask Pastor Dad!
Hey everybody, welcome to our very first episode of Ask Pastor Dad. My name is GJ, and I'm here with my daughter Mackenzie.
Hello.
And I'm a pastor, and the kids have lots of fun questions that we're going to talk about in the coming episodes about God and life. Well, you heard the introduction, so you kind of know how it goes already. But we're going to start with a fun, just kind of icebreaker question. We're going to be talking about heaven today, and I thought it'd be fun to discuss. If you had to choose a place here on earth to live, it could be like something that you come up with yourself, or it can be something that already exists. What would that be like for you? Like, would it be a house? Would it be a castle? Would it be something else? Mackenzie, what would you want on that?
I would probably want to live at King's Island and then sleep at a Great Wolf Lodge that's like only 3 minutes away.
Yeah, we went on vacation there one time at Great Wolf Lodge, and then we went to King's Island. So here's the thing, though. Would you also do the water park at Great Wolf Lodge sometimes, or would it be King's Island all the time?
Probably Great Wolf Lodge, because I really like... Wait, was that the Great Wolf Lodge with the tornado slide?
I think so. Yeah, I don't know. Yes, we stayed at a few of them.
Then I would do the Great Wolf Lodge.
So you would kind of go back and forth between them. Okay, nice. So if you're listening, how would you answer that question? You can take a minute and maybe discuss that with your family, and that might be a fun thing to do together. We're going to be jumping into our question of the day here in just a second.
Okay, now it's time for the question of the day. The question of the day is, what does heaven look like?
What does heaven look like? That's a good question. What made you want to ask this question, or what made you think about this?
So when I die, I'm going to go up to heaven. I don't know when, but I will. And like, I always imagine like gold buildings, gold everywhere and stuff.
Yeah, well, the Bible actually talks a lot about this. And I know that Kinsey mentions, like, hey, when she dies, she'll go to heaven. The Bible says that anybody who placed their faith and trust in Jesus gets the hope of eternal life in heaven, gets the hope of being with him forever in this amazing place. Now, I will say, we have a couple of different ideas about heaven, maybe, that are a little bit different than how the Bible actually presents them. One of the things that we think about is, like, right when we die, that we go to heaven and it's like the final place and everything is just perfect. But the Bible actually presents a couple of things that are different than that. First of all, the Bible does tell us for people who believe and trust in Jesus that when we die, we get to go to be with Jesus, and we get to be with him forever. But also, the Bible tells us that one day Jesus is coming back again to receive those who are still here on the earth, and then at the end of everything, God will judge everybody. Ultimately, he'll judge whether they know Jesus or not, what they've done with his word, those kind of things. And then at the very end of things, the Bible says that Jesus will be with us in a new heaven and earth. And it talks about this in Revelation chapter 21 and 22. And that is the place that all of us really think about when we think about heaven, like you described it a second ago. Now, what were some of those things that you mentioned that you've heard or maybe read other places about heaven?
So there's this Bible story on the tablet as like pictures. And when I saw one of the pictures of what it's going to look like, it was all just gold, gold, gold. So...
Okay, so lots of gold. Well, the Bible says a lot of interesting facts in these two chapters, Revelation 21 and 22. I'd encourage families to look at this together and kind of just talk about it. There's some stuff in there that's hard for everybody to understand because we don't know exactly how everything's going to play out at the end. But it does talk about things like when we are with God, it says that he'll wipe away every tear from our eyes and death will be no more and grief, crying, and pain will be no more. So we know that this is going to be a very happy place, a very joyous place. All the things that sin has done to mess up the world will no longer happen. You know, all these sad and difficult things that we go through. On top of that, it describes a city coming down called New Jerusalem. And in this, it talks about this city having this really high wall. And it says the building material of its wall was jasper and the city was pure gold, clear as glass. And a lot of times, like, we've heard about the streets of gold and all of those things. And that's what that's going to be like, which will be amazing. It says the main street of the city was pure gold, transparent as glass. Another cool thing about heaven is it says the city does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it because the glory of God illuminates it and its lamp is the Lamb, talking about Jesus. And so at that point in time, like, we won't need the sun or the moon. There won't really be a nighttime or really even honestly daytime like we know it today, because our light source is going to be very different. It's hard to imagine that, really, because we've never experienced anything quite like that. So a lot of times we just call that heaven. The Bible describes it as the new heaven and earth, almost like a new earth that we're going to live on, and the Lord's going to be with us, and everything is going to be so amazing with all of us together with God. And again, anybody who trusts in Jesus, his death and resurrection for our sins, anybody who makes that decision can be saved and can have the hope of heaven one day.
Today we learn that heaven will be a brand new, beautiful earth where we get to live with Jesus forever. There won't be any more pain or sadness, just joy, peace, and being with God forever. And you can go to heaven too. All you have to do is ABC. Not like the nursery rhyme, but A, admit you've been a sinner to Jesus. B, believe that Jesus died on the cross and came back to life. C, confess your faith in Jesus. And if you want to know more, ask a parent or a pastor.
Well, thanks for joining us for our first ever episode of Ask Pastor Dad. We hope that you've enjoyed it, and we hope that you've learned a lot with us.
See ya!